In Chapter 4, we use the conservation of mass principle to write mass balance equations on closed systems. In this lesson, we'll apply the conservation of mass principle to open systems. Now recall that mass crosses the boundary of open systems. In an integral mass balance, mass crossing a system boundary is expressed as an amount. For example, during a process, say 32 kilograms of water entered a system. In this course, however, a differential mass balance is more common. Now, a differential mass balance is used when mass flows continuously across the system boundary. For example, water entered a system at a rate of 12 kilograms per minute during a process. The symbol for a mass flow rate is an M with a dot over it, and I'll sometimes call this symbol M dot. Now, systems can also have mass leaving as well as entering during a process. In that case, we can use the subscripts in and out on the symbol M dot so we don't get the two streams confused. Now, let's write the two different kinds of mass balance equations, integral and differential.